You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely up?
Now, they're saying I should think stuff. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
Get to be so cynical.
Practice.
Welcome to another edition of Positive Cynicism. For you loyal listeners, you know, it's been a few weeks since the last episode dropped, and there's a reason for that. I had recorded or attempted to record a couple of episodes, and I wasn't happy with the way they came out. And if I'm not happy with it, I'm not going to release them because I'm not throwing stuff out there just to have a show out. And the topics that I covered on those shows were a little timely to when they should have been released. So they're topics that will probably come up on a future episode because I'm sure the circumstances that led to me having the thoughts that I had that wanted to get out will happen again and again and again. But so by not being happy, I decided to wait, do a good quality, and I guess that's debatable, but a quality show. And I was trying to come up with another topic to discuss. And this week, this past week was just, I think I hit my breaking point with a lot of stuff. And thankfully, I am lazy and don't do shows right when thoughts come to mind, because had I done this show a few days ago when I was in that mindset, it would have been a Lewis Black, Dennis Leary type rant and rage. And even though I am sure I'm going to cross that line a little bit probably in this podcast, that's not what I want to do. As I've said from the beginning, this podcast is, I want to focus more on the positive than the cynicism side of things. If there is an issue that I am cynical about, I want to make sure that I can not just be cynical. I want to try and push the positive aspect of whatever is going on and always try to look on the positive side. So, that being said, Let's just jump right into what's going on in my head. I have tried, if you've listened to the other 12 episodes, you know, I've been a little political at times, and I've been trying to avoid just being political on every episode because God knows there's enough out there in the political world to do more than one show a week on, if I chose to. But man, where are we in our world of what is acceptable when it comes to politics right now, or political dissension, I should say. I don't want to give this too much time, but it's important to talk about, given my whole breaking point mindset. Kathy Griffin's photo of holding the decapitated head of Donald Trump. It's not that I wasn't offended by the photo. I actually, my thought was, How lame can you be? How unoriginal can you be? And then, of course, once the backlash started, which surprisingly came from both sides, but once the backlash started, Kathy Griffin came out and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't expect this to, you know, be so upsetting," which one would wonder why you wouldn't think that holding a decapitated head of the president wouldn't be upsetting. But there was video from behind the scenes where she's talking with a photographer saying, you know, make sure you call your mom and dad and we're going to go to jail for this. And she knew what the reaction was going to be. She probably did not expect the severe backlash from the liberal point of view. She probably thought, oh, people hate Trump. This will get me some attention and whatnot. But I don't think she fully expected to be condemned by people she would consider friends or allies in the crusade against Trump. And then so she came out, she apologized. And then not even 24 hours later, she held a press conference with a lawyer, which I'm still trying to figure out why she needs a lawyer. But she did this press conference where then she blamed Donald Trump and his family for trying to ruin her. And you know, I don't believe apologies most of the time to begin with, because people aren't sorry. Let me rephrase that. Very rarely are people sorry for what they say or do. They're sorry they got caught. They're sorry. They're sorry that people called them out for their actions. But if you're going to do something, you're doing it most of the time premeditated, or it's something that you honestly believe. So I would have had more respect for Kathy Griffin had she not apologized and said, no, this is how I feel. This is, as I said back on episode one, I don't care if you don't like Trump, if you hate Trump. But channel that anger into something positive. Channel it into trying to make a difference. Channel it into doing something to help others. When all you do is bitch and moan and complain and hate on Trump, that does nothing other than get a Twitter response from Trump, who can't not comment on everything. But if you're going to do something, own it. The same way back when Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks made her comments about George Bush and being embarrassed that they were from Texas as he was. Then she apologized. Then when fans didn't readily accept the apology, I meant it. I was just apologizing to try to save face. Own it. Whatever you do, if you are doing it because it's how you actually feel, own it. But my issue with the Kathy Griffin situation is not that she did it, but that she, for some reason, thought it was okay to take a photo of her holding the decapitated head. Like, what is going on in our society when... maybe I'm using this word loosely, but when rational people think that is something that is okay to do. And I know the metal band Guar has come out and have said they've been decapitating Trump for the past year or so in their stage show. So they're kind of upset that Kathy Griffin stole their shtick. The difference is Guar is given the history of what Guar is, it plays into their show. It's not they can get away with saying it's not a malicious act so much as it's part of a theatrical presentation. Whatever, you know, I am just... I don't know where we've gotten to, how we've gotten to that point in our society where the level of hate and is just so much where it's acceptable. That's what I can't fathom. Like, why are we allowing such hateful rhetoric? And I know it's been going on for quite some time. This isn't something new. It's been building. And I think for me, that's where I've just had that breaking point. I've had enough to where I'm going insane from all the negativity that is being presented out there in the world. And so I originally, when I was thinking about this, thought about coming on here and ranting and raving and just saying, you know, I had to stop myself from coming on here and ranting and raving. And instead, try to say, okay, what can I do for my own mental state? And I have decided that I am once again attempting to leave social media. I think social media is there's the quote from Hunter S. Thompson about the TV industry that it's, let me think of this real quick. It's a quote about not television, but the music business. And Hunter S. Thompson said, "The music business is a cruel and shallow money trench, a long plastic hallway where thieves and pimps run free and good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side." And I would change that for social media and say that there is a place where people can espouse, espouse opinion as fact, fact as fiction, and no one questions what is being posted. And instead of using this global connection to bring us together, it seems a lot of time, a lot of what is being shared is meant to discredit, to it's used to as a negative tool against anyone with an opposing opinion. So, in my opinion, I have decided to step away from that, the same way that I have chosen to step away from consuming too much news. And this is the tricky part, because there's being uninformed, and then there's being misinformed and just ignorant of everything that's going on. So I'm trying to find that balance of how to stay knowledgeable about what is going on, but making sure that the information I'm getting is accurate, is more news than opinion. And I'm not saying this for anyone else other than myself. If you enjoy social media, if you like being social, and I know having this podcast, actually using social media would be very beneficial to growing the brand that I think I'm trying to start here. So this is a delicate balancing game. But I am just at that point where I can't take that negativity, because as another quote that I saw when researching the Hunter S. Thompson quote is, you can't expect to have a positive life if you surround yourself with negative people. And I see that's where our country, our world is in that state right now, where everything is just so negative that how do we expect anything positive to come out of it? And so while thinking about how to remove the negative from my life, I've also realized, and this isn't anything new, this is something that has been fostering for several months now, it's I have to stop being a hypocrite myself. I have to start thinking more of the positive than just focusing on the negative of what I see happening. And also, as I have said on every episode of this podcast, of, you know, do something, make a positive difference. But I have yet to do that myself. So my goal over the next month or two is to actually find organizations that I can get involved with, find something that I can do with my free time, and actually try to make a positive impact in my community. Will it happen? I hope. Will I just sit on the couch and watch way too much bad television? Possibly. But my goal is to actually get out there and do something positive, and not let the negative consume my every thought. And it's funny because, it's not funny, but last week, a friend and I went to the Hollywood Bowl to see the main event tour, which, if you're not familiar, is this summer's tour of New Kids on the Block, Boyz II Men, and Paula Abdul. And I had to leave work early to go to make it to the concert in time. And all my coworkers were asking me, oh, who are you going to see? What's going on? And I told them, and the consensus was kind of like, oh, okay. You know what? I my musical tastes are very eclectic. And I like pop music. And a good pop song is a good song, no matter who does it. And New Kids on the Block, say what you will, put out some really good pop songs, as did Paula Abdul and Boyz II Men. And I was curious on this show to see Paula Abdul, who is doing her first tour in 25 years. So a friend and I went, a friend that I have seen, actually gone and seen New Kids with before. And we were at the show, and Boyz II Men came out amazing still. I mean, vocally, they are just an amazing group. Paula Abdul came out, did her thing, was very entertaining. And then New Kids on the Block came out, and they are just, this is my, I believe, my fourth time seeing them in the last 7 years. So, again, you can make whatever opinion you want. I don't care. Those five guys have so much fun on stage that it, the audience can see it, can feel it, and feed off of it. And it's just, it was such a fun experience, a fun concert. I am, right now, as I record this, I am debating when I'm back in the Midwest in a couple of weeks. The concert is making a stop in St. Louis. And I am debating if I want to try to gather up some other friends and go see it, because it was just such a positive experience. And it's that type of thing is what I think we need more of. And not to be looking at a musical band, you know, and if someone says, oh, I'm going to go see this show, or if you don't like the music, instead of being like, oh, why would you do that? Oh, that band sucks. Oh, I don't like... Just like, oh, okay, well, I hope you enjoy the time. Hope you have a good show. You know, it's a good show. Because everyone has different opinions. Everyone has different taste. Why do we condemn what someone else likes? Why do we always... Why does this feeling that... people should like what we like, or this uniformed, why would we want to be a uniformed thinking mentality society? Why can't we just allow people to like stuff without making negative comments? With And I know sometimes, you know, amongst friends, you may joke around and insult each other about something they like. But that's done, hopefully the person knows you're not being serious. You're just giving them a hard time. It's not like, but you go online again and you see negative comment after negative comment. Like, if you really want to fear for society, check out any YouTube video, check out any comment section on a message board or article, and just see the level of negative that is out there. And that's a topic that I want to explore on a future podcast, but what makes someone want to take time out of their day to leave negative comments on something that, if you don't like it, move on. Like, why are you fixating on whatever it is that you're commenting on? Like, just move on. So this is my challenge to you, if you're listening. This next week, make a conscious effort to think about everything that you say and see. And look at how much is negative and how much is positive. Hopefully the positive will outweigh the negative. But I encourage you, I kind of beg with you, if you're seeing more negative than positive, think about how you can change that. Is it your mindset? Is it the things you're saying and doing? Or is it the things that you're witnessing and seeing other people do? If it's your own personal behavior, ask yourself, why am I being so negative? What can I do to have a more positive outlook? And then going into a political realm, if you want to sit here and be like, oh, well, I hate Donald Trump. I don't like the president. He's not my president. Blah, blah. You can't change that until actual evidence of any illegal dealing that he is doing or has done comes to light that can get him out of office, he will remain the president. So don't fixate on the hatred of a person. Fixate on what you can do to have a more positive attitude in your life. If the negative is coming from other people, try to find a way to, when they start being negative, to try to change things into a more positive positive atmosphere. Try to see, okay, what are they complaining about? Why is this negative hanging over, you know, our heads? Why? And do something positive. And then go out into the world and just, I think Bill and Ted, Excellent Adventure, summed it up best 30 years ago. Just be excellent to one another. Stop trying to find the things that divide people, divide us from each other. Focus on what brings us together. I don't know, that sounds really corny when I say it out loud, but it's true. I think we just need to stop hating as much as we hate. And I am guilty of this myself. And maybe I'm saying this to try to motivate myself. And this is all for me. But man, why do we let such hatred run our lives? don't know, just something to think about. So again, I thank you for listening to this. I know it's been a little all over the place and disorganized in thought, but thank you for listening. Thank you for going back and listening to other shows, if you do. And also spreading the word about this podcast, which I hope you do. You can go to iTunes, leave a review, hit me up on Twitter at Chad Smart. That's @CHADSMART. Very simple. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Am I alone in this thinking? Is there too much negativity in the world? Do we need more positive? Is it possible to change attitude? Let me know. The next few episodes, hopefully if everything goes well, will be a little more positive. And I will have a couple of interviews lined up, which are always, I feel, better shows, because I think conversation is much better than one person rambling on for 30 minutes. But in the meantime, as you go about your week, again, I encourage you, think positive, as my cousin told me when I had to take an HIV test. Think positive. Do something. Question everything. But most importantly, just be excellent to one another.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.